tell us what you've uncovered again with this story.
Well, first, it came out of the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting in Montebello up in Quebec last week, and it's now posted on the Security and Prosperity Partnership website, the SPP.gov. We now have a North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza. So the SPP agreed that there's now a North American plan that Canada, the United States, and Mexico are all agreed in. And the plan gives precedence to the United Nations. It allows UN law and regulations as set by the World Health Organization to determine how a avian flu outbreak or a pandemic influenza would be handled in any one of the three countries. And, George, this means basically it's a give-up of U.S. sovereignty to the United Nations in determining how policy would be set, what we would do should there be an outbreak of avian flu. And it led me to research it. I didn't realize, but in September 14, 2005, President Bush actually went to the United Nations, and he announced a new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza, which had given up our ability to control our own destiny in these health emergencies. And even back in 2005, President Bush had agreed that the UN would be controlling, referencing the NAFTA agreement, referencing the World Trade Organization agreements. I mean, I don't think George Bush has ever met an instance of globalism that he didn't like.
Jeez, you know, Jerry, it just doesn't seem to end. Now, of course, you know, I don't believe that we're going to have a pandemic. I do believe if we have a problem worldwide, it's created.
Well, there's good evidence for that. I mean, I'm looking right now at the data, and this is data that's put out by the World Health Organization itself. The number of confirmed human cases of avian flu since 2003 worldwide is only 246 cases and only 144 deaths. I mean, that's a remarkably small number. And yet, we're spending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide in creating these organizations, and it looks like a power grab by the international organizations to take over the sovereignty of the countries of the world through the UN directives. There's this UN influenza czar that I didn't know about until I began researching this story. His name is David Nabarro. He is a physician from London who's had experience in the third world and Asia and Africa. And he has now been appointed. He's been with the World Health Organization since about 1999. He's the UN czar, reporting to the Director General of the UN. And Nabarro has given some remarkably kind of frightening statements, like almost scare statements.
Such as?
Well, he told a press conference that it was inevitable. He said, "I am certain there will be another pandemic sometime." He said it was inevitable a world influenza pandemic would kill millions. His quote, "I'm not at liberty at the moment to give you a prediction on numbers, but I want to stress that the range of deaths could be anywhere from 5 to 150 million. And then he was asked, "Well, what will make the difference?" And it basically came down to, depends upon how much control you give the United Nations now to establish preventative measures. Now, with only 200 and some cases worldwide, you know, in the last few years, the 246 cases, 144 deaths since 2003, and you have this UN czar talking about there being 5 to 150 million deaths from this avian flu, which just has not materialized. It's pretty difficult not to see this as a scare and a power grab by the UN to gain supremacy for international law over the national law of countries like the United States.
Jerry, when somebody says, "I'm not at the moment at liberty to give you a prediction or give you information," when you say "at liberty," to me, that sounds like you haven't been given permission or you don't have authority yet to release it.
Right. It actually, you're right, George. It actually adds an element of additional fear to the statement. It's like Nabarro is saying, I know something that I'm not permitted to tell you. And it's so frightening that, you know, 150 million people could die, but I can't tell you what it is. Well, I mean, that's just an irresponsible statement from somebody who is a czar of influenza for the United Nations.
It's a little like Chertoff, Homeland Security, saying that his gut tells him that there's going to be a terrorist strike.
Well, exactly. You know, I've been writing extensively in the last few months about the power grabs that the Bush administration has been doing in general. I mean, we've had these two emergency declarations that President Bush signed in May. They were just presidential directives, no law, never brought to Congress. They were National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. The president said he can declare a national emergency, whatever that emergency is. It wasn't specified. It could easily be a health epidemic emergency, whether or not there were deaths occurring. The president could say, I know something, you don't, and there's a national emergency. The president could then take over control of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments. And these two directives did not even give any specific reference to the National Emergency Act, which requires the president to come to Congress with this declaration of an emergency and give Congress a period of time, 20 or 30 days, to change or revise or rescind the directive of an emergency. Now, with the president having those kind of powers and saying, okay, there's an influenza pandemic emergency developing, and I know it's developing, and I'm going to now declare an emergency, and international law is in charge. We then got the military waiting over here in the wings, because the president has also established this U.S. NORTHCOM, which is a continental command. It's command centers at Peterson Air Force Base out in Colorado Springs. And the U.S. military has been running exercises to be engaged in domestic emergency situations anywhere in the continent. And some of the scenarios they've been gaming involve health emergencies like an influenza pandemic.